in Wisconsin and anywhere you've got the Civic Media app. So go download that one for free from your favorite app store. Take us everywhere you want to be. You can always get this great new, great conversation and real news right here on Civic Media. Folks, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show. I want to talk about the Supreme Court election whose result is now entering, I don't know, its fourth week of who knows what's going to happen, a North Carolina election for their Supreme Court. It has been complicated, to say the least. And I'm going to tell you and bring you up to speed about what the status is as of today and what might happen next. And all of this matters because it seems to me that there is now a very out in the open strategy from conservatives and especially sort of reinvigorated and leaned into in the MAGA movement, right? And that is to not question whether or not someone is actually a citizen of a state or of the United States and can vote, but to enact a lot of very technical, various voting requirements and bits of information beyond just showing an ID, to put in place layer upon layer upon layer of technical requirements to exercise your voting rights. And then when there are technical violations of these layers and layers of ever-increasing requirements, to then argue that ballots should be thrown out. Now, here is philosophically the problem with that. At base, first, our Constitution does not contemplate layers and layers and layers of what can be called restrictions on your voting rights. None of that's in the Constitution. So at some point, you can envision so many technical requirements to exercise your voting right that it would be unconstitutional. And remember, things like poll taxes and tests to evaluate your knowledge of government, yeah, those were all found to be unconstitutional eventually, coming out of the Jim Crow South. So the idea that then after an election, if your person doesn't win, you then seek to throw out tens of thousands of otherwise, and that's the important part, otherwise validly cast ballots. In other words, the person is a citizen of XYZ state and of the United States. They've cast a ballot. You know what they intend their vote to be. There's no question about that. And yet you're still trying to throw out their ballot because, for example, they didn't include a zip code. Right? That is where we're at in terms of how many GOP state parties and campaigns are now seeking to steal elections. And this North Carolina Supreme Court race is the most current example of this. Donald Trump did this in 2020. Like, this was basically the argument. Oh, yeah, they forgot the zip code or they didn't include their city on their absentee ballot, so throw it out. Right? That's what they did in Wisconsin. And it didn't work. And almost all states have some sort of preamble to their state law-based voting laws that says something like this. If the voter's intent is clear and there are no really important fundamental reasons to doubt that they are a qualified voter, you count their vote. So that they try not to elevate the technical over what is this most fundamental, the most fundamental right of each and every citizen in an election. So that's kind of the meta contest. Why is this important? Well, because every single election, if they're really close in this state and in every other state, this is the kind of challenge that you can expect. Raising hyper-technicalities that don't have to do with the fundamental right to exercise a vote, trying to use hyper-technicalities to throw out ballots. The introduction of ever more burdensome technical requirements for voting, all under the guise of voting integrity and restoring the public's faith in our election process, right? Does this sound familiar? And by the way, I'm just going to drop this footnote. I do not think Democrats should spend any more time arguing about voter ID. Okay? Like, that ship has passed. What we should do, especially in the state of Wisconsin, and is acknowledge that voter ID is here to stay and help get voters the ID that they need to vote. I just don't think it's a good investment of our time to continue to fight the voter ID battle. By the way, most polls suggest that the majority of people think voter ID is a good thing. So, like, let's stop arguing about that and move on. But what they generically talk about under the umbrella of election integrity is going well beyond voter ID. Okay? And that is where we open this door to these post-election throw out these otherwise totally valid ballots on some hyper-technical, newly created list of requirements that Republicans are using to make it all the more harder for people to vote. Fact. Okay, that's where we're at. And again, we're going to have what is likely to be a very, very close election in April for control of our Supreme Court here in the state of Wisconsin. So this exact same thing is going on in North Carolina. So it's really important to us here to see, like, what's going on? Is it moving efficiently through the court system? Are North Carolina voters getting to certainty quickly? Because whatever the outcome is, it should be done expeditiously. In other words, North Carolina voters deserve to know, one, and two, what are the freaking rules, right? Like, clarify what are the essential requirements for a vote to count so that we can be clear about that. And by the way, why wouldn't they make these things clear before the election, Okay, when we come back, I'm going to start to explain what is exactly going on in North Carolina. And then, again, how is it that we might have both a federal and a state court weighing in on the exact same legal issues at the exact same time? Keep it locked and join our conversation, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll be back in just a moment.